What is going on, everybody? My name is Ryan McKenniff. I am the host of the Caregiver's Toolbox. And right now I'm sitting at home and I'm editing podcasts that Janet and I did earlier today. And I'm just going to do a quick kind of fast and furious to the point, 5 minute little rant, or maybe even less than that. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my Feedly, and I see that a new study has come out from the U.S. News and World Report, which is Aging in America Rankings, measuring how well states serve their 65 and older population. And I've said in the podcast a few times, the number one state that I love, and I lived out here and I chose to live out there after I graduated college in the New England area, was Colorado. And Colorado is coming in number one for the top spot on this list. And it's quote unquote due to the high quality of its nursing homes and the overall health of its seniors. The state also offers a robust list of programs to keep seniors active, according to U.S. News. And I'll definitely link this and I'll put this up pretty quickly, but I think this is pretty fantastic, showing you the 10 top states to go to for if you're getting older. And the top five states are Colorado, then Maine, then Hawaii, Iowa, and then South Dakota. So for my New England peeps, for the people that are all about New England, all we've got is Maine in there. And Maine does a pretty good job, but you kind of think that maybe some of the other New England states would be up there, but they're not. For New England states, Vermont comes in number 8, number 9 is New Hampshire, and then Massachusetts is 12, and then Connecticut's down into 18. So we're certainly in the top half, but we're not where we need to be. So number, like I mentioned, number 2 is Maine, and I'll just go over that one because the company's based in Massachusetts. I'm guessing we do have a lot of New England listeners here. And Maine, quote unquote, has the third best Medicare quality of all the states, according to U.S. News. The state also has its fair share of older adults. Nearly one-fifth of Maine's residents are over 65 years of age. So it's crazy. My phone's going off. It's crazy how many over 65s there are in Maine. It's obviously a much older state. So, I can't say enough about Colorado. I always loved it out there because of the weather. The weather's outstanding. A lot of people think it's cold and it snows quite a bit. It does. But the great thing about it, and people from New England will really appreciate this fact, is that in Colorado, it will snow, and it might even snow like 3 feet, but within the next day or in 24 hours, it's back to being 45 degrees out. And over the course of that day or the next few days, all of that snow melts right away. Versus being in New England, it snows in November and it doesn't melt away until like April of the next year. So I can't say enough about Colorado. Obviously, I think it's a little bit skewed because, you know, Colorado says it has, this U.S. News says it has a little bit of robust programs to keep seniors active. Well, also, I think the weather plays a huge part of that, right? You know, when you have 300 days of sunshine and you have very little snow on the ground that doesn't last very long, that is going to keep people in general more active. Colorado is usually considered one of the best states to be, one of the healthiest states in the country because, you know, you can go hiking up in the mountains, you can go rock climbing, you can go mountain biking, you can go running, you can do all of these activities that you can do anywhere except for having a beach activity. And the whole kind of running funny joke about Colorado is if you're unhappy with the weather, wait a few minutes. You know, if you're not happy about it raining outside, well, just wait 5 or 10 minutes. The rain's going to blow over and it's going to be back to being, you know, 75, 80 degrees and sunny out. So coming back to Massachusetts was a huge adjustment to back to the weather of having to look every day and, you know, go on Google and say, hey, Google, what's the weather today? Because you don't know if it's going to be raining for the next 3 days or if it's going to be sunny out. While in Colorado, it was always, it's going to be sunny, let's go do something. So big props to Colorado. Go check this out. It's by U.S. News. And again, it's the top states for aging, the best states for aging. So go check that out. If you're interested and if you're thinking about moving or your parents are thinking about moving, this is a really good quality resource to use to determine, you know, where are the best places for you to move if that's possible. I know that sometimes older adults want to be near their grandkids and near their kids, or maybe they're doing the snowbird thing where they live up in the northern states for the summertime, and then they got to find a place to live when it's cold up in those northern states, and they have to decide on where to go. For that example, for the New England people, Florida is number 10. So, you know, a lot of New England people go stay up here for the summer, down in Florida for the winter. So they're making that that migration in the next month or two, with it being October and then going to be November. So Florida's not bad. It's number 10. So anyways, everybody have a great night, and we will see you on the next podcast. Take it easy.